Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He has so many wonderful things to say to you. He loves us. What's been on my mind for the last few weeks is what the Lord gave me about receiving God's Word. When we hear God's Word, whether we read it, study it, hear somebody else read it, or whether the Holy Spirit speaks to us personally, or by somebody else. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will use prophets and preachers, pastors, to speak a word to you. The way we benefit is we absorb the word. We receive it willingly. And that's the only time it becomes faith. Whatever portion of God's word we absorb, we receive, that's what benefits us. Medicine's the same way. So is food. Whatever we absorb, that's what benefits us. The rest is wasted. And people, it's been proven, people who are, when they take that medicine, when they believe the medicine will help them, their body is receptive to it. In many cases, sometimes they get the wrong medicine or they get something they're allergic to. They try to receive it wrong. That's different. But in most cases, when a doctor prescribes medicine and people take it willingly, you know, I mean, they take it believing that they will get better, their body is receptive. And it won't reject it. And some people do well when they go to the doctor because they receive what's being given. They receive it naturally, and it works. The antibiotics work. But then there are those who have such a negative disposition. They think that everything's out to get them. They feel they expect trouble. Even if they take the medicine, it can't help them as much because they believe they're going to die anyway. They believe they're going to be miserable. And everybody has what they believe. And not just the positive. We try to get people to do it God's way. But everybody has what they say from the heart. That's something everybody has in common. People that complain a lot, they're talking it up. And people who just receive the word of God, they receive life and they speak it, they have greater results. And then the devil's trying to stop them. They still have problems because the devil tries to stop them, make them miserable. But when you learn what the Lord says about your enemy, and when you learn what the Lord said about the facts of life, the things that are, then you receive His word. You have the word to go on. You have the word to go on. You have the word to go on, and it works 100% of the time to those who believe it and receive it. But He used the word absorb. We have to absorb God's word, just like your body absorbs an aspirin. Or if you're thirsty, you drink the water. Your body receives it. You feel better. When you're very hungry, you eat and you feel better. Your body absorbs it. And if it's healthy food, you do good. If it's not so healthy food, you don't feel hungry, but your body still absorbs it. Even negative words, if you absorb negative words, it gets into your emotions. It gets into your, it gets in your system. And it can do some damage. When people believe false religions, it's waste. They ate waste. They absorb waste. Some become terrorists. Some die and go to hell. Some are deceived forever. to let go. When you get to hell, you know you're not, you know you were deceived at that point. You know you missed it. What you had, what you believed didn't work. That's the wrong time to find out. That's why I tell people that everything that goes around Christ is no good. And everybody try to do that is a thief and a robber. And then those that are deceived into believing the wrong thing and they don't have anybody to correct them, you know, that doesn't need to happen. And some people would get defensive and say, well, you just think you're better. No. The way of Christ works and everything else don't. That's just a fact. That will all... It's better to learn it on this side than on the other side. Now, the same people that ridicule me for saying that everybody try to go around Christ and all the religions are wrong except through Christ. He's the narrow way. The only way out of this alive. You're in trouble. And we're already judged. If you're born in this world, we're born in trouble. And he's the way out of it. The only way out of it is through Christ. The Holy Spirit will guide you. And the Father set the whole thing up. He's a triune being, and so are we. We're spirit, soul, and body. God became a son. He became a man, legally. And then, Jesus did the Father's will, and he did it willingly. God didn't make him do it. He didn't make him be our Savior. He did his Father's will willingly. He received God's instruction. He absorbed God's will. And he became God's will. And we do the same thing. We do the very same thing. Everything that Jesus said, we absorb it and we do it. And it works. We absorb it. And then we believe it, and that's what becomes faith, and we act on it, and it works, and people live because of it. And then he give us aid, such as the anointing, to aid us, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, gifts. We absorb everything. Some people have gifts. They got the gift, but they didn't receive it. The gift will operate in their life, but they restrict it. They try to be traditional. They want to be normal. They want to be like everybody else. And they pray for God not to use it because they lack knowledge. And people are going to, the people that would be blessed around them are going to be miserable unless God finds somebody else to operate in those gifts. They're thinking about themselves. They won't absorb the love of God to go. See, the love of God has you to do with your part. Everybody can't just ride on the bus. Sometimes you got to drive it. Sometimes you're just going to have to do your part and drive the bus. You're going to have to do what God give you to do. You have to absorb his will like Jesus did. And then it becomes, you believe it and it becomes faith. Now, it becomes faith because you absorbed it in your heart. That's where faith is formed, in the heart. Your response to God's word. And then you speak it. See, faith is a verb. You speak it, you act. Believing is faith, but it's not doing anything. Faith is a verb. It's action. Love is a verb too. It's charity. It's what you do. Because I love, I do. When you start doing, that's love. Your concerns turn into love when you act on it, when you speak it, when you help, when you drive the bus and stop just trying to ride. So many people are lost because the voices of other religions, false ways are loud voices and very persuasive when you don't know the truth. So what the only way for the dead religions to continue and work, Satan has to hide the light. In some countries, he makes it illegal and he bullied people into not believing on Jesus. And then there's a few soldiers that really love God, and they don't care what they say. They do it God's way. Henry Gruber was talking about the Russian officials, how they realized that they were wrong for persecuting Christians. He said, they told him, we were killing and persecuting the best people in our country, the hardest working people and the best people. We were destroying and restricting. And you know, China's realizing it too. But there are so many people, you know, people that want to be a dictator or ruler. They are afraid of people that are not afraid of them. See, when you have fear in your heart, when you have fear in your life, Satan is always attached to it. If you want to completely get rid of Satan, you got to get rid of the fear. Because they fear, they create what they fear. Christians don't want their power. They don't want to. They just want to live a good life and spread the gospel. And so everybody, they want them to go to heaven. They don't care if they're in charge. I want good people to be in charge. That's got my back. I would rather for it to be that way. But I don't want to take their place. I don't want to be in charge. I want to do God's work. I'm not the kind of person that has to be in the forefront. I just want to do my part. So when you do, people that's got to be in the forefront, they fear that somebody's going to supplant them all. And everybody that gets in pride gets in fear. It always happens. When everybody in pride, they're also in fear. Pride, if you think, we know that fear attaches your life to Satan's. And pride really does. Pride, everybody that gets it, it's a false way. And all the darkness depends on no light not shining. Because when the light shines bright, everybody can see everything for what it is. And the proud people always get angry. And they hate it. The wicked hate what's right. If everybody that loves the world or begin to love the world, they start hating God. They start having enmity against God. And they want to live without it. Or they think they do. The only way you live in this world, because God put his people here to preserve it. Without his people here, the world system would collapse against itself. It's not a working system. Everything is against the people who kill, who live a wicked life. Cain killed his brother, and the earth would not grow seed that he planted. If he planted it, it wouldn't work. He had to find his food. He had to travel and find stuff to eat. The earth would not produce food for him that he planted. And he knew how to plant. But whatever he planted wouldn't work. That tells us something. When people shed blood, when people shed blood, when there's continual crime and people kill each other, if nobody go and remit the sins of that area, the place becomes dark and more murders happen. I learned this from Henry Gruber, and also when the Lord had me do that good newsletter. When I started doing that, all the gunfights stopped. Satan makes strongholds where people die, where people get killed, where blood is spilled, where hatred is. Wherever there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. And Satan sets up strongholds in our neighborhoods, in our cities. They corrupt the whole. Nobody wants to live there. The value of everybody's property goes down because people kill each other, shoot at each other, trying to sell drugs to each other, trying to make people zombie slaves. That's all the drug dealers doing. They're corrupting the earth. Now, if there was nobody to operate in the light, nobody praying for the people, nobody showing them a better way, no churches on the corners, the world, the whole thing would collapse. It wouldn't even, if God didn't judge it, it would be destroyed. Somebody would try to take over another area and start a fight that'll get out of control. It'll spiral out of control, involve other people, and there'll be more wickedness. Food will stop growing, and then the violence will increase. There won't be a soul left on the earth, even if they didn't use the nuclear weapons they got. Because man can't control sin. If we don't receive God's word and absorb it and operate in it, everything will collapse. But there are people, God has people who will do right. And then there are people that will do good or do decently if somebody did what was right. Some people will get saved when they see other people in God's will. And some people will never get saved, but they won't go out and do any, they won't do any worse than they're already doing, because things are stable. But if everything went corrupt, they'd get killed. They're not fighters. If you love God, you gotta learn to be a fighter. You absorb the authority scriptures. You absorb the warfare scriptures. And you fight Satan back. And our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty. They're better than natural weapons. I am armed because I have the authority to speak God's word in my life. I can protect my family through prayer and through taking authority over Satan. I can bless my day. I can bless my children's day, and I do. The word says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So if the devil's running, you can turn him off like a stove. If there's a fire on the stove, you can turn Satan off. And I've done it too many times. People that were about to kill each other, it's like turning the fire off. They calm down and go home. When I lived over there in the Woodlawn area, I lived across the street from where they sold drugs, and they would always get into something. I'd wake up to gunfire. Before I go to sleep, I'd tell Satan he can't kill nobody. And when I hear the gunfights, I tell them, you can't kill nobody and you can't hurt nobody. They shoot till they ran out of ammunition, and then they stop. And sometimes they just stop. As soon as I say it, everything will just stop. They go on and do something. Cuss each other out a while, then they go on. It's time for people to absorb God's word. You can do this. Now, you can't treat God's word like a novel. You don't just read it and then it becomes part. You have to absorb it. That's on purpose. You receive his word on purpose. When I talk about the love of God and doing the parts that really make the difference, if you don't have the love of God in you, nothing really works. Now, 1 Corinthians 13 explains this. You can have faith to move mountains. You can give your body to be burned. But if you don't have love, it means nothing. Your greatest deeds mean nothing if you don't have love in you. Receive the word of God that instructs you to love. Receive love from God. The more I love other people in their need, the more I believe that God loves me in my need. And that's where my faith comes from. And when you operate in faith, you get used to, you start developing faith muscles, so to speak. And you start trusting God. That's trust is another category of faith. Now, I teach this a lot. You can have faith in God and not trust Him. You can believe His word. You can believe His principles and work them. And it happens and you're blessed. And the same one that gave you all that can tell you to do something and you won't trust Him to do what He said. The rich young ruler noticed that Jesus is Lord. Asked him how he could go to heaven. How? What do I need to do to be saved? And Jesus told him. Then he said, one thing you lack. Sell all that you have. Give it to the poor and come and follow me. And he walked away sad. He wanted life on his terms. He missed out on what he would have learned if he had obeyed God. I wish he would have obeyed God. Because he would have taught the world that you can't give away everything. He would have, as he gave it away, the Lord would have blessed him more and more. In modern times, a man did it. They had a chain, two brothers had a chain of 7-Elevens, and they were Christian people. And I heard that story years ago. And the Lord told them to give away all their stores, sell them and distribute the money to others. And they started doing it. And as soon as they gave it away, people were giving them stuff. And they realized, we can't give this stuff away. Every time we do, we get more. See, the rich young ruler missed out. What you put in God's hands, He will bless it and multiply it back to you. He didn't learn that principle because he didn't trust Jesus. He saw that he was the Savior. He saw that he was the best teacher he ever heard. But he didn't trust him and walked away sad. Don't let anything be more important than pleasing God. Don't let anything, if you don't absorb nothing else, absorb this, that God loves you and absorb His instructions to love others. And absorb the fact that He is better than everything. If you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all things will be added to you. Over time, one day you'll look around and everything you ever desire will have happened. Even though we're about to go in the rapture, it's still gonna happen. It don't matter what part of God's kingdom you're in, whether it's earth or heaven. You're gonna be just as alive or more alive in heaven than you are here. And you're still gonna desire things and you're still gonna get them. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Absorb His word. Take Him at His word. Let the good things happen. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.